Hello, hello, it's me again. I am churning these podcasts out because I tell you, I've been watching so many shows and I've been away from you guys too long. Well, not too long, it's just that I haven't done enough episodes for you all to see what I've been up to. So I'm your binge-worthy guru and I have yet another episode. Hopefully this won't be too long of an episode, but it's definitely a show that has a lot of seasons. So if you really want that show that you are going to just kind of, it's going to take you a few days, or maybe a week, I don't know, it depends on your free time, this is the show. Before I start, Binge-Worthy Guru, you know what it is. You've watched enough episodes to know what the show is. You sit down, you're like, I'm going to check this show out because my friend told me to check it out, even though I had no intentions in checking it out, and you do. What turns into, I'm going to watch a couple of episodes and see how I feel, turns into 6 days nonstop of watching the show from the time you wake up to before you go to sleep. I am not lying. That is what I did to this show. It literally was the only show that played from start to finish for about 5 or 6 days. And when you do a show like that, you get what's called a post-binge depression, where basically either it's the show coming to an end and not coming back, and you're like, oh my God, I really want to see another season, or you have to wait another year or two based on COVID for another season. And this show is a mixture of both, because by the time I start watching the show, season 7 aired this year, but it's also their final season. So I have a slight post-binge depression because, like, I just finished season 6. I haven't started on season 7 yet, but I'm walking in knowing that this is the final season. But honestly, I'm kind of glad that it is, because I just think that after a while, sometimes you kind of know when it's time for a show to come to an end. And this was one of those shows. By season, at the end of season 5, in beginning of season 6, I was like, yeah, it's about time for the show to end. And that show is called The 100. I've deviated a little bit because it's not on Netflix, it's not on Hulu, it's not on Apple TV, it's actually on the CW. So if you have basic cable or just regular cable with on demand, you should be able to see it, even though the show itself is on Netflix. All 6 seasons are on Netflix, but the show is from the network, the CW. So you can probably download the CW app or watch it under other platforms. But I'm telling you that on Netflix is how I watched it. I remember watching the first episode of this show years ago when it came out. And I don't know what happened, but I couldn't get into it, or there was other stuff going on, and I never finished it. And it took a friend of mine that kept telling us about it to watch it. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. And when my other friend said, you really should watch it, it's pretty good, I was like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. So I did. And no exaggeration, it was literally, I woke up, I pushed play, watched the show all the way until I went to sleep. And I'll wake up, rinse and repeat. I would do that every day for about 5 days to get through all 6 seasons. And each season is 13 episodes. There were 2 seasons, I think season 2 and 3, I want to say, that was 16 episodes. So you're looking between 13 to 16 episodes at about 47 minutes, because if you're watching it on Netflix, you're getting that 15 minutes of what would have been commercial time. So you'll get through it relatively quickly. But it is a good show. It didn't start anybody special. I didn't mean to say that. The main character that I recall from the show is Isaiah Washington. He always plays an asshole. Like, every thing I've seen him in. And there's another show that he's on Starz called P-Valley. He's an asshole on that show too. And I will do a podcast on that show, even though that's a complete and totally different deviation, complete deviation from The 100. So I'll get into that. Basically, The 100 is a post-apocalyptic show. If you don't like end of the world, and not that the world is coming to the end shows, I'm saying the world has already ended. If you don't like those shows, also known as post-apocalyptic or dystopian, those kind of shows, you're not going to like the show. If you don't like sci-fi, you're not going to like the show. If you don't like any show that deals with space, space travel, living in space, all that good stuff, you're not going to like the show. Don't even continue to listen. I will be officially wasting your time, because that is the entire premise of this show. Earth ended, and by season 5, you'll understand why the world ended. Until then, you're not going to know what happened. All we know is that a bunch of nuclear bombs went off and the world ended. And there was so much radiation that the Earth was inhabitable for about 150 years, I want to say. So what happened is that the powers that be took a spaceship and went out to space and gathered enough people, resources, and things of that nature so everyone could survive for those 150 years until Earth is habitable again. So what do? They do something similar to what we did back when the United States was being formed. If you don't notice or not, quick history lesson, criminals and prostitutes and people who broke the law, those were the first people that were sent to the United States from Britain, from the British, you know, empire and all that good stuff. What do? The same exact thing. So basically it's these 100 kids. When I say kids, I want to say like about 20, 23 and under, I guess. And they have all been guilty of some crime. And when you're in space and you do a crime, you either, there's one or two things that happen. They lock you away in, I guess, their little space jail, or they do something called floating you. And if you know space, I think you have an idea of what it is. And basically, they send your ass out into space. They open a chamber, you go out, no oxygen, no nothing. You just float into space until you die, which shouldn't take long because there's no oxygen. So that's what they call when they say floating. So you'll hear a lot of things where they'll say, go float yourself and that kind of thing, which is kind of effed up because it's basically someone saying, go kill yourself. But anyway, I digress. So what they do is they're like, okay, well, and Isaiah Washington's character, he's what's called the chancellor, a.k.a. the president of this particular ship. So what they all decide, and they have a council, so they all make the decisions collectively, and they make a decision, hey, why don't we send these 100 criminals down to Earth to see if it's habitable? Because the secret is that the spaceship is limited in resources and they can't stay on the spaceship for long. So they're going to figure out where the hell they're going to go. So they send these 100 kids, AKA the 100, the name of the show, to Earth to see if it's habitable. But you're sending a bunch of kid criminals, so you already know all kinds of debauchery and nonsense is going to ensue. There's the main character. Her name is Clark. She's in every single episode, the entire season, the entire six, seven seasons. And she isn't a criminal, but her mom arranged for her to be on that ship because of her being on the council and kind of knowing what's going to go on. So she sent her daughter to Earth. They get to Earth. Of course, it's habitable, but we got to have conflict in any show, right? So when we get to Earth, we assume these are the only 100 occupants on the planet. Like, Earth was uninhabitable. You know, there was radiation for 100 years. There's no way someone could possibly survive this. Wrong. They get there, and there's already some humans that have, were, I guess, became immune to the radiation that are there also. And then the first seasons or so, it's just basically about them fighting over territory. And that's pretty much all the show is. Each season, it's either a group of people come to a spot thinking that they are the only ones that are going to be there, and they're met with opposition. That is basically the show. I know I'm making it sound boring. It's not. It's really exciting because with all that, a lot of stuff happens in between. But that's the main premise of the show. I think what has allowed the 100 to last as long as it has, is the characters. There's just certain characters on the show that I just really enjoy. Monty, my favorite character. Jasper, for the first four seasons, I liked him. And then Bellamy, didn't like first season. Favorite character to this day. Octavia, loved her, had no issue with her. Hate her. Up until season six. So I had a lot of love, hate, but people who had me really yelling at the screen and being upset, definitely Octavia. That character, oh my God, when she gets to certain season five or six, oh my God. I totally forgot about another character who was on, I only saw her in American Horror Story, but Adina Porter, I can't remember what season she was in because I've seen all the seasons and they jumble together, but I believe she was in 1984. She was in that season. And I think she was in another season, but I think in 1984, she played a report. She plays this warrior princess chick, and she earns her paycheck. She does a brilliant job in this role. I never would have assumed that she could play this kind of role. Like, I respect her as an actress so much now based on how she plays this role. She did a great job. Okay, I'm trying to think of what else I want to share about the show. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, because so much happens in the show that it's like, it's hard for me to explain everything that happens in between. But, oh, I guess I can say this and not give anything away. Eventually, and so it's a lot of people coming from space to Earth and us going back up to space. So the first season, you're going to see a lot of bouncing back and forth. You'll see the drama that's happening in space, and then they'll cut back to what's happening on Earth. And they'll just go back and forth and do that. The first season, it was kind of annoying, but because, you know, the stuff that was happening on Earth was more exciting than what was happening in space. So I was getting a little bored at what was happening on space, but you kind of have to see the contrast of what's going on. They don't do that all the seasons, but the first season, you're going to see it happen a lot. By season six, I think they do it again. Season five, the 100 are going to be in different places. So you'll see it jump from different environments, if that makes any sense. So if you don't really like shows where they do that, just be warned, it's going to happen. I still think it's worth your time. I think they did a really good job. I just, like I said, by season six, it just wasn't exciting. It wasn't keeping my attention. I didn't like the direction the show was going in, but the season finale of season six has me like, okay, season seven is going to be good. It was just that season six where I was like, yeah, this just wasn't my favorite of episodes. And I don't want to spoil anything because each season was uniquely different. I can't tell you who the villain was of every season or who the villains were, but I do want to say that it was worth my time. And it was one of the first shows that I've watched in years that had that many seasons with that many episodes within each season that I just completely lost myself and watched it from start to finish. It's rare that I do that. The good news is I don't think I have a post-binge depression when it's over. Like, I really do believe that the show should have come to an end by season seven. I'm glad they made that decision. I think the last episode, the series finale, is going to be the 100th episode, aka the 100. Get it? So I think they did a good job with that. That, you know, I like a show where you're like, okay, you've run its course. I'm glad you've run your course. It was good. I'm going to miss the characters, but I'm glad. Oh, and then Clark, she kind of pissed me off a couple of times too. Clark is going to do some dumb stuff. Not so much to where you don't want to watch it anymore, but she makes some decisions. I think it displays sometimes our hypocrisy. It sometimes shows us we think we can do things better, but it's like until you're in that role, or you're in someone else's shoes, you don't really realize the decisions and things you have to make. And I think that's the main thing that the show does. It's like, we see what's happening in space with the quote unquote adults, and we want to judge it and say it's wrong and they did horrible, barbaric things. Here it is. You come to Earth with these kids and they're put in leadership positions and things of that nature. And you find them doing the exact same things that they complained about that the adults were doing in space. And it puts you in this humbling situation. If you look at it and analyze it from a deeper perspective, it puts you in this place where you're like, try not to be too critical of people until you're in the role that you're criticizing. This show does that again and again and again. And one thing the show does is very annoying to me is they keep saying, my people, it's my people. I do this for my people, like everything is my people. And I'm like, why can't you just call it something else? Something different. But you'll hear that a lot through the show. My people, my people, my people. And even with that, that's one other premise of the show where people make very difficult decisions and choices because they're only looking out for their particular people. And that's all this show is. All the different characters that you're going to be introduced to, they're looking out for their group, their tribe. And that caused people to sometimes make very barbaric and difficult decisions based upon that. So that's it. I don't want to spoil anything, so there's not too much inappropriate behavior. I mean, it was on the CW, so the sex scenes are, you know, not that serious. No cursing, and, you know, so it's one of those family shows you can watch where it's nothing that's out of control or anything like that. It's pretty good, but there's really nothing else to say because I don't want to spoil anything, but you got it. It's the 100, approximately 45, 47 minutes. It's on Netflix or the CW app, or you're on demand if you have cable, however you want to do it. And I'm out. And you know what it is. You know what I'm going to say is coming. Unless it's your first time hearing it, then you don't know what's coming. But I just like doing the setup. It's kind of cool now. Happy binging.